In Kuwait today, tens of thousands of American soldiers have been moved closer to the border with Iraq in preparation for war. Some of the troops have only recently arrived in the region. Others have been there for months, since the beginning of the military buildup ordered by President Bush. NPR's Eric Westervelt is with the U.S. Army's 3rd Infantry Division and joins us now. Eric, first, what are you allowed to tell us about troop movements and other activity around you?
Hi, Robert. I can't tell you under the rules the Pentagon has set up exactly where I am, but I can tell you that most of the U.S. 3rd Infantry Division has been moved closer to the border. They're just about 4 kilometers away from the berm that separates Iraq from Kuwait. There is a demilitarized zone of about 10 kilometers there, but most of the division, a lot of it anyway, they're heavy Abrams tanks and Bradley fighting vehicles. Today, we're moved in a pretty blinding sandstorm right up close to the border. I can't tell you exactly where on the border, and that's where they sit tonight, awaiting any call from the president, should it come, to go into combat.
You mentioned the sandstorm. Weather obviously has been a concern for military planners. Did the sandstorm today slow down the movement of U.S. forces?
It really didn't. It made things more unpleasant for the tank drivers, the Bradley drivers, the people pulling literally the thousands of support trucks, the fuelers and the transport trucks, the Humvees. It made things, visibility was low, and it made things more unpleasant and dusty. And obviously it's just constant dust and sand here, but during a sandstorm it becomes even worse. But it really didn't slow them down. They moved with incredible speed to the location they wanted to be at, near the border.
Eric, U.S. commanders, we know, are expecting many Iraqi soldiers to surrender quickly after a war begins. Are they prepared to deal with such surrenders?
Well, they are prepared. Each soldier wears these flex cuffs, or basically plastic handcuffs, in addition to their ammunition and hand grenades and other equipment. Each soldier is wearing dozens of these handcuffs in case there are mass surrenders. And already today, Army sources tell us they have had a few, I'll stress a few, stragglers, as they call it. That is, regular Army soldiers who have crossed over and surrendered. It's not a significant number, it's just a few, but clearly a movement toward the border has prompted a few anyway to give up before any shot has been fired, and perhaps it's an indication, at least for the regular Iraqi army, not the Republican Guard, it's an indication of more surrenders to come.
And how would you describe the mood of the soldiers of Charlie Company, the soldiers around you?
I'm living and traveling with them and talking to them all the time, and I would say there's certainly some butterflies, some anxiety, some tension here. The commander addressed them earlier this evening and basically said, you know, get your mind wrapped around the fact that you are most likely going to combat soon. He told them, stop, you've got to get home and family out of your mind. You've got to focus on the guys around you. You've got to focus on your mission. I'd say guys are nervous, but they're ready and they're preparing.
NPR's Eric Westervelt in Kuwait near the border with Iraq, along with the U.S. Army's 3rd Infantry Division. Thanks for talking with us, and take care.
Thanks, Robert.